From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Dr. Madeline Kalbach, today's topic is the birds of summer. Many of our birds will nest at least twice during the breeding season, while others, such as the American goldfinch and the cedar waxwing, won't begin until late July or early August. Thus, the summer months are good months to look for our summer residents and breeding birds. Females will still be busy sitting on eggs, males will be still singing their hearts out marking their territory, and some will be out and about searching for food for their second batch of nestlings. In addition to all this activity, our fall migrants will begin to make their presence known. Waterfowl and shorebirds begin the long trip to their wintering grounds toward the middle and end of summer. One of the major feeding and resting spots is on the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. The northern pintail will be the most numerous among the waterfowl, but American widgeon, mallards, and green-winged teal will also be with us in large numbers. Among the shorebirds will be a large number of sandlings, dunlin, black-bellied plover, and semi-palmated plover. You may even catch a glimpse of the rare snowy plover on our ocean beaches. Be sure to take care when near our precious shorebirds. They are feeding and resting. They count on us for the opportunity to refuel before leaving for their wintering grounds. Do not disturb is the watchword. Keeping dogs on a leash and staying well away is important for the survival of our beautiful shorebirds. The summer months have a lot to offer in the way of bird life and activity. It's a good time to be watchful, observe, and enjoy. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.